Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking Angus, Link, and more with John Pfeiffer here in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
He's the past president of the American Angus Association. John Pfeiffer says that the Angus Link program continues to advance, helping bring value to cattle that have got Angus genetics.
Well, we're doing, as you've seen and had a chance to report already, we had an Angus Link sale here in Oklahoma. There's some interest of having an Angus Link sale in Kansas to help make the Angus Link program go. It's becoming more popular, identifying those Angus sired calves. We have another Angus Link kale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards on December the 7th that's coming up, so it will be coming. So we've been working on those things. We've also been doing a lot of work on haplotypes, which will in turn, it'll be directly important to the commercial or to the registered people, but indirectly it's going to affect the commercial people too, because once we identify those haplotypes and we can begin to breed around them, then we'll be able to provide better genomic packages for our breeders to use and for our commercial producers to use, and hopefully we'll have higher pregnancy rates in those heifers identifying these.
How exactly will that help the purebred operator?
Well, what it's going to do is we've all known to some extent that when you bred certain bulls to certain cows, we seem to have lots of embryonic loss. And so by being able to identify these haplotypes, then we'll be able to find sires that have them, and we'll have dams that will have them, and we'll be able to not match those up, and hopefully it will cut down on the embryonic loss. That's what we think is going to happen. And it'll just be a tool. It'll be similar to EPDs, but it's a tool where you've identified this haplotype, and we'll say, oh, you have this haplotype, you don't want to breed that cow to this bull. So we're trying to provide more information.
Speaking of more information, EPDs, genomic EPDs now are all the rage.
Yes, they are. We've had the official launch back in June of our now of our Dollar C, which is actually looking at all those things, Dollar M and Dollar C, and putting it all together. We'd been in a year of education to get people to use that. We continue to do genomics. Genomics are very important, and I think that we're on the cusp where we're going to see genomics becoming just as important to the commercial producer as it is to us. I just know us here personally. We run some commercial cows as well as registered cows, and we had always kind of been that we probably didn't need to do the genomics in the last year and a half when we've seen things kind of shake out. We now won't put a heifer back into our commercial herd until we've actually done the genomics of it. And probably that some of that comes from Jimmy Taylor. I watched what he's done with his cows, and he bought in the genomics early, and he's worked really hard with it. Even though the Angus Association kept trying to sell me, I kept pushing back some and seeing how all those things go. You have to convince yourself that it's going to be a financially viable thing to do. I think we're to that point now.
I guess what, because of the fact that these tests have come down in price, the cost, the input cost of getting that information has come down, it makes it more feasible.
Yes, it is a lot more feasible. When we have started, it would have been like close to $50. We're down in the $27 range now for GeneMax. We're in the $37 range for either the Angus GS or Zoetis, either one. So those are numbers that you can work in and you can make work. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it to know the information that you have. I remember saying 5 years ago, I was telling some of my bull customers, and they said, well, why would anybody want to buy a calf that didn't have that? I think now they're beginning to realize, too, that they need that information. They need to know what genes they have. The fact that we can tell you what genes are being passed from the grandparents all the way through is a big step. And I think that they're a lot more right than what we thought they were.
Past president of the American Angus Association, Angus breeder John Pfeiffer, one of the delegates at this coming weekend's American Angus Business Meeting happening up in Kansas City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.